Just roll tape.
Just press play, see what happens. I like the way you started that. We have no plan.
No plan, but you're here in town.
But I'm in person.
I had a funny dream last night.
It's never a problem in person.
Well,
never a problem ever.
I had a funny dream last night. First of all, we should talk about the fact that this is a big day. Do you want to know why it's a big day?
Why?
Because you just got your Marvin Gaye toque back.
That's true. That's true.
Finally. It's funny because you're even dressed appropriately to wear it.
If I put it on,
it would just look like it's perfect. Never left your head.
That's true. That's true. Full denim, dark blue shirt. It would match perfect.
I kind of want to change to look more like the colors you're wearing on a day like this.
Yeah.
I might change.
It's nice because it's a beautiful day out, but it's crisp.
It's a beautiful day.
Crisp. But you know where I'm going tomorrow? You know how hot it is? 30 degrees all week.
30 degrees.
30 certified heat wave in Kansas City.
We're talking about 30 degrees Canada style. So Canada. What's that in American?
90 or something? 80?
What the hell is going on in Kansas?
It's hot.
Yeah.
So, and he told me.
Bright yellow brick road. You know what I mean?
This is one of the bluesiest places in the world.
They have their own style of blues there.
Swampy, soupy blues.
No.
Oh, it's not?
Dust bowl.
Oh, it's... But when it's... He told me that it gets pretty soupy down there. When
oh, yeah. Well,
hot.
Again, it's coming off the Gulf, I guess, you know? It's not that far south.
It's right in the center, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Right in the center.
Missouri.
Yeah.
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 Episode one, that's a classic, hey?
Yeah.
That's a classic to like...
Missouri.
No, but like the classic, like, yeah, like, you know, no, just like the knowing Kansas City is in Missouri.
Right.
That's like at the bar.
Both, isn't it?
Just at the bar, you know, you're just right. Yeah, I'm going to Kansas City. It's like, oh, Kansas. Yeah. No, it's actually, I'm going to Missouri, actually.
Yeah.
You know? It's a classic.
I think the crazy thing is that one side's open carry and one side's not, stuff like that. Like,
I don't know.
Like, there's like the border.
Right.
And it's like this guy that I'm going to work with, he told me that like
check
literally
your arms at the
five doors down is border. A different state.
Uh-huh.
And like they can't have a gun, but like he can. It's like so weird, stuff like that, you know? But.
Yeah, I guess so. I think that they have their own like barbecue. They have their own.
Don't talk about Taylor Swift down there, Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
You don't talk about it?
Not in a negative way.
No, positively.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
check
won.
Check your hate at the door.
That's who Lionel is. Mahomes. Lionel Richie's the Mahomes of. He's the quarterback of that session. That's what it is. He's
well,
the
quarterback.
Well, I was
thinking about that maybe some athletes would be involved in this one.
No, I mean on the actual We Are the World.
Oh, he is. I thought you meant Mahomes would be. This is how twisted
no,
my mind was.
No, he's not going
to
be there.
Come to the new one, just hang.
No.
Like how Dan Aykroyd's there.
Well, okay, so first of all.
LeBron James.
Impossible Way of Life, bi-weekly podcast. We're here. In person, live, in the flesh, Johnny's in my house. He's assumed the position on my couch, the cloud. No one else ever sits where Johnny sits.
The
in
cloud.
Fact, no one else ever comes over here. I got to tell you. I had a friend over, Sophia, who's this amazing musician, artist, Gen Z, a lot younger than me. And I was mixing her stuff last summer and she needed something redoing. And she said, I was like, you can come over if you want and just like kind of walk me through what you need. Doing because it was like an edit.
Yeah.
She was over here and she's been over before and she was like, it's so nice over here. And she was like, it must be nice like having people over to like work with. And I was like, yeah, no one except you has ever, no one comes, I don't invite people into this place. But you come over, but I never have friends over.
Well, it's,
I don't know what that's
I remember
about.
One time I came over here.
That's the only time.
Your lovely young bride was here.
Yeah.
Graham.
Yeah.
Brandon.
That's the only time.
We were sitting around having some ciders or something.
That's the last time I had people over.
It was really
nice. Just something about it. It doesn't feel right when people are in here. It's like a little piece of oasis in the city for me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everyone's home is like that, but at times you got to let your guard down.
Your old apartment was really good for entertaining, though.
That's true.
This isn't a great spot for entertaining.
I don't know. I think it's really lovely in here. It's a great
nice.
Apartment.
I love this apartment.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You know when you like
My place, you could really move around in it.
It was open concept.
The deck, you could, even if, like, I used to have people be over there, be on the deck. Sometimes I just go inside on my own, take a breather.
100%.
Go out on the deck. I'm going to have a smoke.
Yeah.
Leave the party for a bit.
Do you remember, you reminded me of this the other day.
What's that?
Well, whenever St. Patrick's Day comes around, we're reminded of the time that you and me at your old place sat on the balcony.
There's a great photo of us.
And you decided you were going to drink. You didn't say you were doing this. You kind of thought for some reason, I don't know where your brain went, but like you kind of like kind of what you just did with Mahomes there, like thinking I was talking about him going to the new We Are the World.
Well, it's hard to keep up.
You went into some kind of like, you were in the wire and you kind of just started drinking as if you were McNulty.
Yeah, I think we were re-watching The Wire or something and I was just like, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you're Irish ostensibly.
We got a ton of Guinness and I just had like Jameson. A bottle of Jameson's. Yeah. And I was just an ice and Jameson like, three fingers going at the same time as the Guinness all night.
Yeah.
Of course,
for an hour and a half.
Yeah, exactly. An hour and a half. And I was just blasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Because you thought you were in like the Frank Zabotka bar.
Yeah.
Like you should have, you know,
I couldn't drink like that.
All you needed was like a couple of like boiled, like eggs in a Southern Comfort food. Or something.
That's what they do. They have like cabbage rolls and stuff while they're drinking.
I think they also have that like Southern Comfort shot with an egg in it and a beer or something.
Well, no, I think McNulty will just drink Jameson all night, but he's like fucked up.
Well, the kind of things they're seeing,
he's a gnarly guy. Like
you know, homicide squad.
Exactly. I mean, they'll be out all night like banging prostitutes together and stuff.
Yeah.
It's dark. You know.
Yeah, I know. It's not really kind of me and you. It's not really our scene.
And like in Kitsilano, like on a nice spring day.
Uh-huh.
But I gave it a shot and I failed. I think Sophie might have come over that night, your ex. And it was like showed up at about 10:30 and it was just already finished. Like,
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Right.
I have no idea who you mean. But
sorry about that.
No, I'm joking, man. I'm joking. Hey, listen, it's fine. It's a Patreon episode. We're talking to friends. It's no problem. The people listening to this podcast who've been here for the long haul.
They know all about this. Dude, when I was on tour last year, people were like, "How's Alex?"
Yeah.
I was like, "What the fuck did
I was down in LA last year. I had people buying me shots being like, "It's going to be okay, man."
Yeah, I know.
Patting me on the back.
Yeah, it's like, true. Yeah.
Keep chipping away.
They're like, "Hey, got any baby pictures?" I'm like, "What'd you say?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Someone did ask for like how, they're like, "Let's take a look at the new house and all this stuff." And I was kind of like,
it's kind of nice though.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I could do, I mean, yet, I do wake up
they are
sometimes.
Nice. They are nice.
I do wake up in this apartment. If you've ever visualized, if you've ever thought listening where I kind of work or where I live, like I do... I know this is very fortunate. I'm sure you do too in a different sense. I mean, where you live is incredible, but I do sort of, I never get over the feeling of being an adult. Like it never wears on me when sometimes I can wake up and I'm like, fuck yeah. Like I have an apartment. I mean, I'm just renting this fucking place, but I'm just like, I have my own apartment.
Well, of course.
This is fucking awesome.
I should clear up what I meant there because I know what you're saying, but I'm not saying like I don't want to share
this thing
with our beloved friends and patrons. I'm just not really the kind of guy to like, I don't like to like flaunt or like put, that's why I don't post photos of like my house and shit and do all that. Not that it's flaunting.
Yeah.
I just don't like to like, I don't know. Like I know a lot of people who sometimes will post like stuff that they're doing that's like quite fortunate.
Well, if you were like proud of like the wainscoting that you did or something, maybe.
Yeah,
if
or
you
if
built
it was
a deck.
Like, oh, check out this like teak like record shelf that I don't know. It's kind
I think
like,
the thing about
even though I did it myself,
yeah,
it
of course.
Still is like, oh, I had the opportunity. I don't want people to be like to feel like how I've often felt where I'm kind of like, oh, that would be nice to be able to do that.
Of course,
something.
Yeah. I think that social media in our line of work and like is just it's purely business.
That's all I use it for.
Pure business.
Even like with the everything we do with iWall, reels, all that shit, business. It's all
business. We got to get up to 10K, hey?
Oh,
I need
coming.
To think of, I know, but we need another big reel. I'll think of it this weekend.
Somebody followed us today that if they're listening, I'd be stoked. I doubt they are. That I really laughed because it's a woman, many followers.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of looking through her profile and she's the daughter of Al Martino. Like a classic crooner.
Amazing.
Like a 60s.
Almost as if she listened to the episode that's not even out yet about crooners.
Al Martino. Like, and she, I don't, I'm sorry if I, she probably is in her own right a musician or
absolutely,
something.
Absolutely.
I didn't, I just scammed, but you know me, I saw Al on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, but yeah, so, you know, these are the kind of people that are interested in our show, so.
Yeah, well, I still believe that we're on the right path, you know. I think that it's just,